His name is James Bond.
Roger Moore is James Bond, Agent 007.
May I join you?
This is the one you've heard about.
I'm Octopussy.
This is James Bond action at an all-time high. This is Octopussy.
Oh, James!
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Released by MGM, United Artists Entertainment Company.
Callers, this is Bob Observatory from beautiful downtown Canoga Park, calling again on the movie line to tell you about a few movies, or two movies, that I caught this week that just opened up. The first movie is Trading Places, which is a good movie with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, both of Saturday Night fame. One of them is not so famous anymore, and I think it's a good movie, but I think that Dan Aykroyd will, like maybe Steve Martin, in the future will not be a big movie draw. This is seen in the movie Dr. Detroit, where the more or less box office gross is declining rather quickly now. And I think that's because of Dan Aykroyd by himself. Just does not draw the kind of people John Belushi did along with him. It is, however, a very good movie, and I recommend it. And another movie I saw this week, actually, I went to a premiere on Wednesday, was Octopussy, Roger Moore's latest James Bond movie, and it's a very, very good movie. The opening of the movie is just fantastic. I liked it a lot. The movie dragged on in a few places, but you have to expect that from a spy movie, maybe. I always do. But it's a very good movie, and next time I call, I should have seen Superman 3, and I'll be able to tell you all about that. Not all about that, but I'll tell you quite a bit about that. Anyway, this is Bob Observatory from beautiful downtown Canoga Park. And I'm going away. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Right. That was Bob Observatory, by the way. And if anybody is interested in calling Observatory, you can do so by picking up your little receiver and dialing 999-0429 in the 213 area code in Canoga Park. So call Observatory and get the input number. And that's the output number to hear his comment tapes. Very good line, very controversial line. A lot of fun. Okay, let's talk about Octopussy, James Bond's all-time action high. That's an interesting film. I just saw it today, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was lots of fun, had a lot of suspense. The film was a little long, maybe it drug a little bit. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes. It's rated PG. It's a little better, I felt, than the last one, which was For Your Eyes Only. And the score is done by John Barry, who has done most of the James Bond films. And it's a very good film, directed by John Glenn. So go see Octopussy. You can see that in Hollywood at the Paramount Theater. The number there in the 213 area code is 463-3263. If you live in North Hollywood, you can see it at the UA Movies at area code 213-766-4317, or even if you live in Northridge, you can see it at Pacific's Northridge Cinema. The number in the 213 area code is 993-1711. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give Octopussy an exciting 8+. So go see that film, brought to you by MGM UA Entertainment Company.
Hi, Movie Line. I just wanted to put in a movie review. You know, they haven't made a good talkie since Plan 9 from Outer Space, with the possible exception of Mars Needs Women. So all these other ones are unimportant, don't you think so?
White Zombie. Horror of Dracula. This Island Earth. Frankenstein meets Wolfman. House of Usher. The Thing. Teenage Frankenstein meets Teenage Wolfman. Walking Dead. The House on Haunted Hill. The Phantom of the Opera. Good evening.
This summer, a high school kid and his computer will challenge the most awesome technology in the world.
Shall we play a game?
Love to.
We have a launch detection.
This weekend, be the first to see the most exciting game on any screen. War Games.
Is this
game or is it real?
Released by MGM United Artists Entertainment Company. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
All right, there you have it. War Games, a John Badham film. And it's was really, really good, okay? I'm going to tell you what I give it, and on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a 9. That's right, a 9. It was a really good film. It wasn't bad. I don't care what anybody says. I personally enjoyed it. Had a lot of suspense. Was very tense, a tense film. You're really going to go in there and enjoy it. The acting's excellent, and it's a lot of fun to watch. You don't know what's going to happen. And it gets into more twists and turns. Boy, I'll tell you, it's a little scary, too. We're dealing with possible World War III and the problems that our defense system has, probably. And it's a very realistic situation, so it's very suspenseful. So I recommend you to go see it at Pacific Cinerama Dome with excellent sound down there in six-track Dolby Stereo. See it down there, and the number in the 213 area code is 466-3401. Or you can go see it at the North Hollywood UA Movies, or in Glendale at the SRO Roxy Theater. The number there is 243-6393 in the 213 area code. By the way, it was originally directed by someone else, but I guess John Badham took it over, so it wasn't originally his film. But he took over the direction, and that's why he has two big films out right now, Blue Thunder and War Games. So go see War Games, and next comment.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Michael of Los Angeles. I just saw the latest Bond movie, Octopussy, and what do I have to say about it? I liked it. It has an excellent cast, including Louis Jardin and Maude Adams, not to mention Roger Moore, and the best action since Honor Majesty's Secret Service. And as the Roger Moore Bond films go, this is definitely the best of them. And on the Michael scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 9. So dust off your Walther PPK, hop in your silver Aston Martin, and go see Octopussy.
Movie update this week is now in session. Sit down and relax. If you are one of a handful of people in the country who hasn't seen Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial, you are now out of luck. After a solid year in national theatrical release, E.T. was called home Thursday by distributor Universal Pictures. We're going to let it age like fine wine, Gordon Armstrong, Universal Vice President of Advertising, Publicity, and Promotion, explained. We had always set this month as the time we would take it off the market and then re-release it in a year or two with a brand new campaign. In its year of release, E.T. grossed almost $360 million at the box office and even topped several other 1983 summer releases last weekend by pulling in approximately $1.2 million at 669 theaters. Well, die-hard E.T. fans who need one more screening could see it overseas, although with airfare it would be a rather expensive screening. Armstrong said that E.T. will be pulled from foreign theaters as soon as it finishes each current engagement. Well, I have to make one correction over last week's tape. I mentioned that Harlequin was made in England. Well, it was actually made in Australia. I stand corrected. So that's about going to do it this week for the Movie Lines Industry Update. So check in with us next week and we'll let you know what's going on right here on 761-3330.
Gee, imagine if they abolished gum chewing here in America, we'd be in an awful fix. What would hold the theater seats together? I owe a lot of wonderful memories to gum chewing. I used to chew it as a kid, and my girlfriend used to chew it, too. In fact, when we kissed, sometimes it lasted 3 hours.
Thank you.
must be it. That's right. The end of side two and the end of another tape and another week of Paul Mac Presents. Believe me, it's been fun, but we really gotta run. Thanks for joining us this week, and I'm very sorry that I didn't get to play everybody's comments, but that's right. We will get to the rest of the comments next week. Thank you for participating. Have a good day, and remember, movies are your best entertainment value. Thanks for joining us here on 761-3330. Please stay on this tape. It will repeat. Thank you. Bye-bye.